Hi. It's raining. I always call you when it's raining, don't I? Usually it's because I'm bored, and I just want to bother you at work. I hope you're having a good day. I started out having kind of a bad day, but it got a lot better. So, you know, I had my biology class this morning, and that professor is so terrible. And then he decided he was going to spring this project on us, and not only was it a project, but we have to pair up to do it. And I hate pairs projects. I'm not good at picking a partner, but luckily he decided to pick partners for us, which could have been a disaster. And I kind of thought at first that it was a disaster. He paired me up with her, Daddy. Do you remember the girl I told you about? With the gorgeous hair and those eyes. She's built just like I like. I was too shy to say hi, even. Like, I couldn't even look at her. She caught me looking at her once, and I looked away, and I blushed so hard, I don't know. I felt like such an idiot. But she wanted to talk about the project right away, and so she came by my desk after class, and she wanted to get started. So I offered to let her come over, and she said yes. So yeah, she came over. Oh, she's so pretty, Daddy. So we were good, and we got a lot planned for our project, and she sat really close to me, and she smelled so good. And I maybe flirted a little. And I'm so bad at flirting. I always feel silly, but I couldn't help it. She's... I think she got the idea, though. And then she told me... Daddy, she told me she liked me. And I don't know what came over me. I couldn't help myself. And I just smiled and I leaned in and I kissed her. Her lips are so soft. I was afraid she was going to pull away. I was afraid I'd mess things up. But when I pulled away, she was smiling at me. And then she put her hands in my hair and she kissed me again. And then we just did that for a while. Kissing and nuzzling and exploring each other. And I started to feel really hot. And I'd never kissed a girl before, Daddy. It was really, really nice, though. And at first, I felt like I was going to get in trouble, but I remembered you said that you wouldn't mind, and as long as there's no cocks, then it's not cheating, and you won't be mad at me. So, I took her by the hand, and I brought her upstairs to show her my room. She liked my room, but I think she liked me more. And eventually, we were laying on the bed and kissing more. My hands were underneath her shirt and I got her bra open and her nipples got hard in my fingers, just the way mine do. They're perfect little perky, pointy nipples. And she asked me to
lick them. She actually wanted me to. So I teased them with my tongue. And sucked on them and licked at them just the way you do with mine, Daddy. Just the way I like it. And she liked it too. And I squeezed her other breast. She was so squirmy. It was fun. And eventually she took her shirt off. And then she took my shirt off. She started stroking me, and I got sort of bashful and didn't really know what to do, and she asked me if I'd ever done anything with a girl before, and I said no, and she laughed, but it wasn't like a mean laugh, it was really sweet and kind, and she told me that girls are better at some things, and I didn't argue at the time, because I know that daddies are best, but I wanted her daddy, and she told me that she was going to show me what girls are better at, and oh, she was really good, Daddy. She kissed her way down between my breasts and over my stomach. And, well, you know. Oh, she made me feel so good, Daddy. Her soft little fingers and that hot little tongue. And she pushed her fingers inside me. And she found my spot right away. And I'm squirming just thinking about it, just remembering it. She made me come, Daddy. She sucked on my little clit until I came. And she didn't stop. And I tried to squirm away, but she held me. She's very strong, Daddy. And I was squealing and giggling and squirming and trying to get away from her mouth, but she wouldn't let me. And she kept going and kept going and kept going until I came again. I didn't know I could do that, Daddy. Not with a girl. It was so good. And I was shaking and catching my breath. And I asked her if she'd let me taste her. I told her that I didn't know if I'd be any good at it. But I really wanted to. And she said yes. And that she'd help me. And so she sat on the edge of the bed and laid back. I leaned back on her elbows, and I got on the floor on my knees and just looked up at her for a second. I was so nervous, but her pussy was so pretty. Just the softest little patch of hair up above her pussy, and I just stroked my fingers over it. Too nervous to do anything else at first. And she grabbed my wrist gently and she moved my hand down. And then showed me just the way she likes to be touched. And she was really wet, Daddy. And she said I did that to her. And she showed me how to lick her pussy. I did it really soft at first, just with the tip of my tongue. And then once I got the taste of her, I couldn't stop. I pushed my face into her, and I just wanted more of her. And I used my whole tongue, licking the whole length of her pussy. Pulled those lips apart with my thumbs and pushed my tongue into her hole. And then sucked on her clit and then did it over and over again. And I started pushing two fingers into her pussy. She was so tight, Daddy. I don't know if she's ever had a boy in there. Her pussy's so... It's like liquid velvet heat. Oh, it was so good. And I did good. She said I found her spot, too. And I pushed it and I stroked it. And I sucked on her clit. And it took me a while, Daddy, but I made her come. I made her come and she clamped her thighs around my head. Let out the sweetest little whimpering, shrieking, giggling noise. It was so good. I did so good, Daddy. And she let me lay with her and kiss her some more. And we talked for a couple more hours and stroked and played. And I told her all about you, Daddy. And she said, it's obvious that you take good care of me. And I said, you do. I told her that you'd probably really like her, and she wants to know if she can come over sometime and meet you, and maybe we'll have a sleepover? Just an idea. I hope you're having a good day at work, Daddy. I can't wait for you to get home. She's coming over tomorrow morning, too, to work on the project, and... I'll let her know what you say about the sleepover. Have a good day, Daddy.